KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with Sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. In sports here this morning, high school volleyball last night, just a few matches in the area. Fremont Mills was a 2-0 winner over Bedford. Glidden-Ralston beat Cam 3-0. Rockport over Bedford 2-1. And Stanton was a 3-2 winner over Southwest Valley. The latest AP high school football poll was released yesterday, and in Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top-ranked. Council Bluffs Lewis Central comes in at number 5 this week. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is in the top spot. Carroll's ranked 5th, Creston Orion Maxburg 6th, and Glenwood ranked 10th. In the Class 2A poll, West Union is top-ranked. Carroll Kemper is number 9 in the poll. In Class 1A, it's Iowa City Regina in the top spot. In Class A, St. Ansgar is top ranked. Council Bluffs St. Albert ranked 3rd. And in 8-man, it's Gilbertville Don Bosco ranked 1st. Fremont Mills is ranked 2nd. Audubon ranked 3rd. Bedford 7th. And Coon Rapids Bayard number 8 in this week's poll. In Major League Baseball, Carlos Martinez threw 5 effective innings and added a 2-run double, helping the Cardinals gain ground in the NL playoff race with a 5-3 win over the Rockies last night. The Cardinals moved within 1 game of wildcard leading New York after the Mets lost to Atlanta. San Francisco played later in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Martinez, who turns 25 on Wednesday, gave himself an early birthday present by holding Colorado to 2 runs while striking out 6. And the right-hander is 9-1 on the road this season. Martinez helped his own cause with a 2-out double as part of a 3-run fourth. He also was hit just below the left leg by a fastball from Tyler Anderson in the 3rd, 2 pitches after Randall Grichuk lined a 2-run homer. And we will have the Cardinals tonight, 40 against the Rockies at 6:45 once again. And they are tied for that second spot now, as well as the Mets lost to the, or the Giants, excuse me, lost to the Dodgers 2-1 last night. Also, in other American League action, Yordano Ventura picked up his first complete game victory. Kendrys Morales hit a 3-run homer, and the Royals defeated the White Sox in an afternoon game yesterday 8-3. And other American League scores, it was Boston over Baltimore 5-2. Texas beat the Angels 3-2. Houston 4-2 over Oakland, and Toronto 3-2 over Seattle. In National League play, Miami beat Washington 4-3. Atlanta 7-3 over the Mets. Cubs 5-2 over Cincinnati. And it was San Diego 3-2 over Arizona. Also in the NFL last night, the Philadelphia Eagles are 2-0 following another solid performance by their rookie quarterback. Carson Wentz completed 21 of his 34 passes for 190 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions as the Eagles knocked off the Bears 29-14 in Chicago. The second overall pick in this year's draft hit Trey Burton for a short TD in the 3rd quarter while the Eagles were scoring 19 straight points. Ryan Matthews put Philadelphia ahead 29-7 in the 4th quarter with his 2nd touchdown run of the night. The Bears fall to 0-2, and quarterback Jay Cutler was among several Bears who were knocked out of the game by injury. He completed 12 of 17 passes for 157 yards, no touchdowns, and 1 interception before leaving with a right thumb injury. Also in other notes here from the sports world, Iowa State coach Matt Campbell expects to continue rotating quarterbacks on Saturday when the Cyclones host San Jose State. Joel Lanning and Jacob Park split time under center in a 41-20 loss at TCU.
They both earned the right to play last week, and I thought that helped. I thought it helped both of them, to be honest with you. I thought it helped Joel be able to catch his breath and maybe see and sit back for a series and see what was going on. It was good to get Jacob into the football game. That's his first meaningful reps that he's ever gotten, at least when the score really means something at that point. And so, I think Jacob earned that through practice and through fall camp.
Campbell says there will be a no-set rotation going into the next game.
I think we'll continue to compete at that position. But I think I really trust both those guys to play, and we'll try to do whatever gives us the best situation, the best opportunity to be successful. They both got skill sets that I think can really help our football team be successful.
Campbell did not discount the possibility of using both quarterbacks on the same drive. Campbell says the Cyclones' practice habits are improving, and that is why they made progress against TCU. Iowa State is a better-than-touchdown favorite against San Jose State, but Campbell says that they don't feel like it. And that will be an 11 o'clock kickoff on Saturday in Ames. The annual doubleheader featuring Iowa's four Division I teams in basketball has been extended through 2019. The event, known as the Hy-Vee Big Four Classic, features the Hawkeyes and Cyclones playing Northern Iowa and Drake on a rotating basis in the state's capital city of Des Moines. The doubleheader began as a compromise in 2012 so that high majors Iowa and Iowa State could still face their in-state rivals without having to play a true road game. The event has taken off lately with sellouts in each of the last two seasons. Northern Iowa and Iowa, which both advanced to the second round of last year's NCAA tournament, each play each other in Des Moines on December 17th. The Cyclones, who were Sweet 16 qualifiers last season, will face Drake this year. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN. Sports was brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.